So we announced our biggest intersection to date. So in our called the Lion Zone part of our NIST discovery. So we hit 39.6 meters of 4.2% copper equivalent. So pretty massive numbers across the board. A super lucrative, mineralized zone with 150 meters down. And that's, it's not our best intersection in terms of grade, but it's a great grade and thickness intersection.
Terry Lynch, Power Nickel, what's going on? How are you?
Great, Andy. Good to see you again.
Good to see you again. We met in Florida about a week ago, and we decided to put this on the books because, and I had no idea what it was, but some possible big news was coming out this week, and it looks like it's just hitting the wire. Let's start with that. Tell me about your big news that's hitting the wire right now.
Yeah, so we announced our biggest intersection to date. So in our, what we call the Lion Zone, part of our NIST discovery. So we hit 39.6 meters of 4.2% copper equivalent. So pretty massive numbers across the board. A super lucrative, mineralized zone with 150 meters down. And that's, it's not our best intersection in terms of grade, but it's a great grade and thickness intersection. And we've probably, we've been at this now, about 10,000 meters into this Lion Zone, probably drilled, 31 holes now, and probably hit on 25 of the 31, and 12, 13 of them have been, this ilk or better. So between, 7 to 40 meters of, 4 to 20% copper equivalent. It's been an absolute smasher of a high grade ore zone, and it starts at sort of like 30 meters or so, and we're as deep as maybe 300 meters, I guess. But the most recent part of the discovery is like hole 70, we reported on 2 weeks ago, which is 32 meters of 7% copper equivalent, was at 110 meters of depth, and today's hole was around 150. So you can see that it's quite shallow. And we're hitting this stuff as we're stepping out west. So it's super exciting because it's obviously high grade means a lot more economics, in the refinery build manufacturing process. And obviously you can build tons quicker, in terms of the tons of metal contained, which is what's really critical. So we're super stoked about what we're seeing, and we think we're just scratched the surface on an amazing discovery.
Well, congratulations. I want to give some context to the viewers and listeners that's going to be watching this. Terry and Power Nickel have not paid me for this interview. They are not sponsors of the show. I am not an investor of Power Nickel. The first time I met Terry was about a week ago at a conference in Lauderdale, and I was coming at it as an investor to get critical metals, specifically copper and nickel exposure, because I am bullish on the macro with them. I did watch the corporate presentation, but again, I just want to be clear to everyone. I am not, as of yet, an investor. That certainly can and more than likely will change as the weeks progress. Terry, so I have a lot of questions here. Let's take a step back. I'm very interested in both copper and nickel plays, and I know the answer to some of these questions. We discussed them in Florida. Your name is Power Nickel, but you're getting copper and other metals. Tell me a little bit about all of that, and what are people, investors, getting exposure to when they buy your company?
Sure. So when we started off as a nickel sulfide project. We actually acquired this NISC project, which is 46 square kilometers. And if you think of the box on the page and on the lower left-hand corner and the southwest corner, so to speak, we started off with this nickel project, and it had, 3.1 million tons, about 1.5% nickel and copper, so nickel equivalent, nice grade, very attractive. And we built that up to 7.2 million tons or so, with about Fortitude 101 of about 1.13%. And then it ultimately probably is around 8, 8.5 right now. And then in looking for more nickel sulfide, we stepped out 5.5 kilometers away. We saw, you know, the existing sort of discovery in this main, we call, was associated with ultramafic rock. And so we saw this ultramafic expression surface a little bit to the northeast, 5.5 kilometers away, had an EM anomaly, drilled it, looking for the nickel sulfide, and voila, we got lucky and we hit this massive copper sulfide. And we had the discovery hole was basically 60 meters. We hit 8 meters of 1 ounce platinum group elements, really 21 grams of platinum and stuff like that. And then 1.5% copper. So that was exciting enough. And then we stepped back into it, drilled 16 holes from January through the end of April last January. And we hit on 15 or 16 holes. And over half of those were, you know, I would call them big intersections, like over 10 meters of 10% copper equivalent. So, I mean, that's just really unusual. I mean, there's just nothing quite like it. So, in the history of books, really. So that's, honestly been, it made us scratch our heads as to what we really had. So we realized that what we had was, what was called an orthomagmatic system, which is comprised of nickel, copper, and noble metals. And what are noble metals? That's basically platinum group elements plus gold and silver. And so we have this triangle in our mind where you have nickel on the left-hand side, copper on the right, and the noble metals at the top. And in our vision of things, we'll probably end up being about 33% revenue-wise, nickel, copper, and noble metals. So that's really good for a lot of reasons. It means we're, the biggest, the most valuable mines in the world are not diamond mines. They're not gold mines. They're not uranium mines. They're polymetallic mines. So Norilsk is one example of that. That's literally the biggest mine in the world, $1.4 trillion in the ground. And, a stunning fact that I learned last week, Andy, that I didn't know, or about 2 weeks ago, I guess, when we were at our aspiration meetings in Ottawa, was that Norilsk, $1.4 trillion valuation, 90% of it comes from 1 square kilometer. So imagine that square kilometer, how mind blowing is that? So we've got a super rich, discovery here, which is, exciting the market and really just getting going. I think our name has probably, somewhat confused people. Our nickel, I think we're a nickel deal. And so now we're probably shifting. We're probably changing our name in a few weeks to Power Metallic to get people to focus more on the polymetallic nature of what we've discovered. And we've been lucky in that we recently, we've cashed up, we raised $20 million in June of last year. We had legendary investor Robert Friedman took half the round. Rob McEwen took 20%. We had a couple of mining funds took the rest. So I would call it smart money. Was done at $1.25 a share, which is above where we're at today, but it was able to do that way because Quebec has some unique financing incentives for exploration and critical minerals. So even though we were able to get $1.25 out of treasury through Quebec-based investors, they actually sold their stock the very next hour to our end investors, the Friedmans and the Kewens of the world, for 66 cents. But the treasury got $1.25, so it was really fantastic. And then we've been able to use that to obviously explore. And one of the other things we've been able to do that we're super keen on is we brought on some thought leadership. So while we've done a great job finding the project and expanding it, we'd never had a polymetallic discovery before. It's a special set of science. So we literally brought in, I would say, the top polymetallic guy in the world. His name is Dr. Steve Beresford. He used to be chief geo at First Quantum and then at MMG and IGO, three very large companies that have done very well on polymetallic discoveries. And he's moved on to strictly be looking and investing in polymetallic discoveries. And he had a great video out of looking for the next Norilsk. And my son watched it. He's a financial analyst. He said, "Dad, we got to talk to this guy. He really knows the space. And let's see if we can't get him on the team." So we reached out and after a process, after we reeled off all those hits from January to April, he came out as an advisor. He came over, had a look, went to the site, and then fell in love with it, and he joined the board. So he's now our chief technical advisor on the geological side of things, and he's on the board, and And we really feel pumped about, you know, the thought leadership he can provide us and help us expand this special discovery.
Okay, so you remember you telling me that in Florida, and I was very impressed with that, but there's a couple of things that I want to highlight and even ask you to all of our viewers and listeners. I just had, well, I'm not going to name drop, but you can see him in the video, a major player in this space. And we were talking about hated assets, and we love hate.
I feel like the
benches. That's where you pick up stuff cheap.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's everything that you're mining. Well, I don't want to say everything, but that's predominantly what you're mining in the assets that we're talking about were nickel, copper, and platinum.
Yeah.
You get the trifecta, you hit the hat trick, Terry. So that gets me very interested. But before I would invest in anything, well, let me take another step back. I really love your jurisdiction. A lot of people are going to be confused about what just happened in your financing, but it's actually one of the things that make Quebec so attractive. If you can give me, just work that out a little bit more in about
sure.
a minute, why that happened.
Yeah.
Really enables you to get some really big players on the team at really good prices.
Yeah. And so we've used this approach of the financing multiple times, maybe three or four times. So we've gotten as much as three times our share price. And on this bigger one, we ended at 1.9. There's been some recent changes to the tax code that brought that multiple down, but now they're firmed out at 1.9. So what happens is the governments in Quebec and Canada are trying to obviously inspire people to find more critical minerals. So they create some tax incentives for Canadian investors. And in Quebec, the government of Quebec, doubled it up effectively. So what happens is there's a industry, a financial industry inside Quebec where they've raised almost like, I want to say $2 billion a year. And they're, fairly sophisticated, big cap financial institutions that come and they aggregate, French, their Quebec investors are paying 54% of their income as tax. And they get them in a situation like this. And then in our case, let's take the most recent example where we sold the stock for $1.25 and they come in, they bought the stock for $1.25 and they sold it for 66 cents. And then they're gone. So they have no more exposure. They saw their tax rate go from 54% to 42%. So that's why that guy did not deal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so they're gone. The 66 cent investor is just a pure financial investor. He likes the deal of 66 cents, he invests. What's not to like is that you put 66 cents in, he's got an up 25 de-risking his investment. So that's an attractive incentive. I mean, still has the merits, have to make sense for him to invest, but that's a nice kicker, right? So, and then from the company's perspective, obviously for my existing shareholders, I'm diluting at $1.25 instead of 66 cents. So that's why we like it, so it's a win-win-win. And it's unusual, and it's the only place like it in the world. You can get it to a lesser extent in other Canadian provinces, but Quebec's the best.
Yeah. Okay. So that really goes into my my other point is that because it's in Quebec and you did what you did, you really protected your current shareholders. So I just want to point that out to all of our viewers and listeners. And again, I don't know anywhere else, any other jurisdiction in the world, really, that does that. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I think so.
So let's do this moving forward. What is the plan moving forward, getting this into production? And again, these are all assumptions.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So the catalysts that are before us right now is that we raised all that cash. And so we had, the start of the quarter, I think 14 or 15 million in the bank. This current drill program that's we started about 2 weeks ago is 30,000 meters of drilling. So I guess the cool part is to say to people, with the first 10,000 meters of drilling, without the world-class experts, we found this, okay? And we got this far, great, this much value. What are we going to do with the next 30,000 meters when we sort of have a much better sense of where we're going? So, are we going to do as good, better, people will put a number on it. People ask us, they say, well, what have you found so far? Well, we obviously had posted 7.1 or 7.2 of the nickel. It's grown to 8.5. Analysts say we've got probably 4.5 to 5 man, found already the copper sulfide, say around 7% average. And they, you know, Hanem has a report out saying we'll get at least 9, and maybe as much as 90. You know, so this thing is just getting going. You know, so I think on that side of things, the exploration catalyst will be basically in the form of assay results. So we put out this big result today. The next result from the summer will be in 2 or 3 weeks. We'll get that out. And then since we've been drilling, you know, by that point a little bit, drilling for 5 weeks, probably the next result will be three weeks after that, where we start to get the fall results coming out. So it's going to be very newsy because of the, you know, these are not 3 month drill holes. They're like 3 days, you know, because it's pretty shallow. So that's good. And we get them in their turnaround time is sort of 6 to 8 weeks or so on the assays. So it'll be fairly newsy from now until the end of June. Every 3 or 4 weeks, we'll get assay results and people can just sort of see how the exploration is going. And right now, if you look and sort of say, you know, again, visualize on your page that it's open to the west and it's open at depth. So we're continuing to grow. And initially our step outs were fairly conservative, 50 to 75 meters or so, just because, you know, we're, you know, sensitive, you know, we have only a limited amount of capital. Now that we've cashed up, we're being a bit more aggressive. Plus Steve's brought some technology, Dr. Steve Beresford, technology to the table that makes us, you know, we're doing downhole yet. This will be the key signature tech on how we're going to expand. And basically what downhole EM gives you is it turns a 6-inch sort of diameter hole into a 200 meter diameter hole. So you get down there, you find your ore body, you do this pulse, electromagnetic pulse. And if it suggests that there still is magnetic material in that radius, well, you know, you're probably pretty good to step out 150 of that 200 meters and know that highly likely it's going to be there. So that's going to be sort of the key technology of choice going forward. We'll do this. This is what Steve's used quite successfully in other discoveries. So we'll keep on advancing west because, you know, we move out just so keep people conceptualize what this can mean in terms of growth and valuation. We step out 150 meters. It's like adding another 500,000 tons at this type of thickness, which is probably worth, I don't know, $300 million in the ground. Okay, put a number on it. It's a hell of a return on 50 grand. So obviously the more you can do with that, that's how you build these, you know, crazy, yeah, not crazy, but how you go from zero to hero on the market cap side. So if this thing is right now market cap of 150 million. And honestly, if I decided to go golfing tomorrow and put us for sale up, we would sell it for, in my mind, 3-4 times that. Easy. Yeah. But why would we? You know, we're in our wheelhouse now. We think we can, this is going to be a much, much bigger project than people think. And we think there's a very long way in front of us.
Excellent. Okay, Terry, I think we're going to end on that, but like, give me your website as well as your tickers. So if investors are interested in purchasing,
sure.
How do they do that?
Yeah. Okay. So you can get a nice PowerPoint at the powernickel.com. Lots of interviews and stuff where we walk through the story in more detail. There's lots of aspects to it. There's some very, you know, interesting other sidebars that are quite exciting as well. And the ticker symbols are in Canada, Power Nickel, PNPN, and in the US, PNPNF. So we'd love to see you join, and we think we'll give you a very interesting exploration excitement here. This is early days, and I say to people, you missed the 40 cent move, you haven't missed the $4 move, or the $40 move, maybe. It's really getting real right now.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Terry, and we appreciate your time.
Great, man. Thanks you for having us. Cheers, Andy.